And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's the Father's Day edition, and we've been having a little bit of fun talking about some tasty treats on the grill. And now let's talk about maybe if you don't want to do the grilling, but Dad's the griller in the house, but he might need some new tools. And there's a lot of things out there. I'm going to start with the first one that is my absolute pet peeve.
You are.
If somebody has me over to their house and they say, oh, the grilling guy's here, you got to grill. I'm not grilling.
Always.
Right? It happens all the time.
Always.
Right? If they come out with a pair of those tongs that have got a little D on the end of them.
Hey, settle
down. I'm telling you. I carry a pair in my car. I carry a pair of real tongs in my car when I go to somebody.
Real men don't need tongs. Come on, John.
Come on. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. But those all they do is slip off food.
Back up the bus here. Back up the bus.
And you drop it. I'm not
He's
going to
punch somebody.
No, I'm not calling anybody out. There's nobody in particular. I'm
yes,
thinking
there
of.
Is.
But it's happened to me before. And then it's kind of like, let's get you write this story, but you get to write it with a pen with no ink. You just can't
Can
do it.
Can we get some bloodies in here for crying out loud?
Right, yeah.
Okay, but let's get to the real problem here.
Buy some damn good tongs.
You're honored at first because it's like, oh, they think it's cool. On the other hand, there's those guys who are just lazy, who are just laying in the weeds saying, hey, the grilling guy's here. Here you go.
Right.
It's like, no, I came over here to be the guest.
Right.
Biatch.
Yeah, right. And they're like, no, no.
Yeah.
Hey, no, by the way, here, use my D tongs.
Yeah. Can you rake the lawn while you pull a car around back?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I need my tires rotating.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, so no, but that's a great gift. It's a good set of tongs, 10, 15 bucks max. You can get them anywhere, but they're the kind with the little scallops on the end, and it's metal to metal, and you can grip stuff with them.
Now it's time to go to the big box store,
right.
Go to the kitchen section,
right?
And I go to Meijer, Walmart,
right.
And I find the big stainless serving, the long ones,
right?
And here's the key to the right tongs, especially if you're doing a bunch of little stuff,
right.
Which you and I are very often doing. Multiples. You don't want to get carpal tunnel here.
Right.
But they sell the tongs that have the little slide-out ring on the end so you can lock it closed.
Right.
Those have a much lighter spring.
Right.
So you can actually use them repeatedly without... You know, getting a hand cramp. You could drop your beer if you get the cramp in the...
Well, that's why beer is cold, because it helps your hand, right, when you put it in there. But, no, you're right.
Because if you get the big commercial ones, they got a spring in them you could put on your Ford F-150.
Right, I'm not going to say don't ever, because people are well-intended when they buy these kits that got a fork. First of all, I don't own a grill fork, okay? You don't need to fork... anything
drop
on the grill.
Fork and fork.
Because you don't want to poke holes in things when you're cooking it, because what happens? You're going to lose all the juice on the inside. That's like the same guy that cuts a steak to see if it's done.
Everybody knows that.
Don't do that, right? You don't want to break the surface because...
Okay, so let's get in the Wayback Time Machine.
All right.
Years ago, I came up with a Christmas idea of using a Plano tackle box or whatever, a plastic box.
Fishing box.
Yeah, or a toolbox or whatever. Here's a great gift for Dad. They're $19.95. Plano makes them in America. In America, you can get a $20 one, $30, $40, $50, whatever you want. I suggest a bigger one than I used to, by the way, because it's got to be long enough to fit those big tongs and all the big spatula. I do like having a big, long spatula.
Me too.
And if you can get one that's telescopic... stay away from the Grill Daddy stuff. It's all Chinese, and I used to sell it, and that stuff falls apart. I don't like it.
Right. But a good spatula, a little bit heavier duty one, where you can move stuff off the grill.
Yep.
It's a little bit longer handle, so you're not reaching across the fire and burning your forearm to get the stuff in the back.
Now, like up at R&J's Best Choice Market in Houghton Lake.
Right.
Ron gave me one with the name of his business on it, stainless. It's more of a chef's spatula. So one side has like a hacksaw.
Right,
the other side
serrated,
has a sharp blade.
Yeah.
And then it's got a bottle opener in the middle of it.
Right.
It's really handy.
Yeah.
And that's not a long one, but I'll tell you what, if you're going to get the wok or if you're going to put a griddle on the grill, that baby will scrape anything because it's got a real sharp end on it.
Right.
Dad's got to have that in his box.
Yep. Got to have a great spatula. Got to have a great set of tongs.
And there's a good place to put your mitts.
Right. Yep.
And then go to your favorite, if Dad has a favorite brewery or two or 10, Go to those. I'm telling you to get to work. And that's why we're doing this a week before Father's Day.
Right.
Get some cool stickers, whether it's his favorite brewery, whether it's one from the UP, whether it's one from his favorite politician or whoever he happens to want to promote. Maybe he served and you've got an Army or a Marine Corps or Air Force or Navy sticker you put on it. He'll puff his chest up. You know, and, right. and he'll see that.
You say put that sticker on the box.
On the box, right. yeah, not yep. on the spatula.
Right, yeah, I got it, yeah.
But decorate that box up, and then he can keep it in the garage because there's no room in the kitchen for all this stuff.
Right.
You ordered it, you had it all built, this huge kitchen for us. I don't get any of it.
Right,
yeah. I finally got to hang my cast, and that took a lot of favors.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And now she loves it.
Right. Oh, yeah. It turned out great.
But what I'm saying is your grilling stuff is going in the garage.
Right.
So if you put it in a cool box, it'll stay clean.
Right.
You're going to have to dust it off when you bring it out because the pollen this time of year and everything, if it's right. like any other garage. But what I'm saying is have a cool little mobile kitchen you can bring out because most of you don't have a cabinet
right.
by your grill. That's worth a poop.
Right. And
if you do, it's full of bugs and mice.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it is. It's in the garage. It's not in the house, and the things are just out there. So it's one of those things where you really can't go wrong, but my only word of advice is spend a little extra. Get something that looks like it's quality,
yeah.
and it will be.
But these plastic ones from Plano.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the box.
Texas.
I'm talking about the spatula and
the
tongs.
Tools you put in it. Yeah.
yeah,
you could drop a couple hundy real easy.
Well, I don't think you have to.
You
but,
could.
But a spatula
you
for
should.
A $6.99 spatula is probably not it. You get one for $15 or $20. That's a good spatula,
okay.
and you're going to know.
Yeah. So I don't want to beat that to death, but it was just a cool little brain cramp.
No,
and,
it is.
I think it needs to be brought up because we have new listeners all the time and they might be struggling trying to find something. But I had the luxury last weekend of going over to Jop's backyard. And I'll tell you, he built a very cool outdoor kitchen, put a roof on it, inspired me to get my butt going on my roof for my area because I'm moving all my stuff, as I've said. But you just did a fantastic job with that. It looks great.
Thank you.
Here's the best part. It works.
Yeah, right.
It's awesome because I'm a blue-eyed boy and I can't be in the sun as long as a lot of people.
Right.
Because I'm you know in the danger zone all the time, and I fry like holy boy red like lobster.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
I'm getting old too.
Anyway,
it's like I get this tan and I get these white spots. They're like aging spots. I feel like whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Coming up next, is it hot or not? You're gonna want to know. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Today's man laws. Man law number 5. We're up on the list, Jop. And this one's not aimed at you, but might be. Short shorts have been banned.
Directly aimed at me.
Unless in participating in a sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, no real man should ever be allowed to pop his collar.
Right. Well, that's a thing of the 80s, so that's gone too. It's all good.
So get Dad a thermopen, okay? We preached and preached. Go to thegrillinguys.com, grillinguys.com. Look on the right-hand side. You'll see all of our wonderful sponsors. And down towards the bottom, you'll see one that says ThermoWorks or ThermoPen. Click on it. It'll take you right to their deal page. And get the MX4. It's maybe $79, $89. It is the most bad, you know what, thermometer you could ever get. Because here's the deal. It reads in 3 seconds.
Yep.
The screen lights up. So if he's out smoking in the garage late at night, I mean in the driveway,
right?
And barbecue guys are always going through the night. He doesn't have to worry about getting a light to see the temp. He flips it open, light turns on. No matter what position he's in, that number spins around so he right. can read it.
The screen's got a little gyroscope in it, and it right sizes for you so you can read it. I don't know. It's technology,
Here's
right?
Here's the best part.
What?
It's made in America.
Right. But the cool thing with these ThermoPens is the last inch of the little wand that comes out that you touch the product with that you're grilling.
Yep.
The probe end is super sensitive.
And sharp.
And sharp. So it goes in easy. It comes out. It's easy to clean. It's all stainless steel. And it's called a ThermoPen. And you want a good thermometer. Same company, one step bigger for the big boy, is a digital thermometer that has Bluetooth with it. That will you can put in your food for longer cooks, and it does two things. It monitors your cooking surface temperature.
They have a ton of them,
right? And then you put a probe into the food so you know what the internal temperature is. These things are great because as long as you're near your Wi-Fi somewhere in your house, you can be anywhere in the world and it'll send you a message. I mean, I wouldn't go too far around the world. If
I wouldn't
cooking,
either.
But
and you know, even if you wanted to drop it down to a $199 price range, the one I have is called Smoke.
Yep.
And that has a little monitor that goes in the house.
Okay.
And I don't have to worry about pairing it or it's on my phone or anything. I can just put it in the smoker. I can set that on a window in the front of the house somewhere where I'll hear it. And when I reach temp, it'll go dee, 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 dee.
Yep.
And that's exactly the noise it makes.
And that little, you're like Pavlov's griller, right?
Yeah. Listen, you got to get something cool for dad if you still have a dad. If you have a hubby or if your kids have a dad.
that might be you.
Yeah. Well, there's women that listen to the show. So
I understand.
Mom sometimes has to take the kids shopping. And who's going to be the favorite kid? The one that gets the grilling gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you want to be that favorite kid.
Right.
Don't,
anyway.
Don't be a... Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to Grilling Guys. We hope you guys all have a happy Father's Day. Ladies, make it special for them because they did on Mother's Day. So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
See you.